The Book of Luke, Chapter 16. And he said also to the disciples, There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the same was accused to him that he was wasting his goods. And he called him and said to him, What is this that I hear of you? Render the account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. And the steward said to himself, What shall I do, seeing that my Lord takes away the stewardship from me? I don't have strength to dig, I am ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, that, when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. And calling to him each one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much do you owe to my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, Take your bond, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. He says to him, Take your bond, and write 80. And his Lord commended the unrighteous steward because he had done wisely. For the sons of this age are for their own generation wiser than the sons of the light. And I say to you, make to yourselves friends by means of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when it will fail, they may receive you into the eternal tabernacles. He who is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and he who is unrighteous in a very little is unrighteous also in much. If therefore you haven't been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you haven't been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No household slave can serve as a slave to two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You can't serve as a slave to God and mammon. And the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they scoffed at him. And he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men, but God knows your hearts, for that which is exalted among men is disgusting in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. From that time the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and every man enters violently into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fall. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and he who marries her who has been divorced from a husband commits adultery. Now there was a certain rich man, and he was clothed in purple and fine linen, faring sumptuously every day. And a certain beggar named Lazarus was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Yes, even the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and that he was carried away by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and sees Abraham far off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now here he is comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us. And he said, I pray you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham says, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham. But if one go to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, If they don't hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one would rise from the dead.